From the Cobol Cuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, and I'm here with my, of course, my old friend. Hello.
Hey, Ms. Deb. Thank you for having me.
Always. Miss Sia Chandler, right. She's going to tell us all about her event that's going on, that's coming up here at the Cleo Parker Robinson Studios. And we're right here. That's right. Cobol Cuvo Studios, where we always provide you with community culture and music since 1985. We are, that's right, 89.3 KUVO Denver, and of course, K209ED in Breckenridge. Thank you so much for listening to us. Also, I want to remind you that there's nothing like KUVO, and of course, the Gospel Train is always rolling down every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM. So you can check us out during the week at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, we have a great show planned for you today. And of course, we're going to tell you all about what's coming up here with Miss Sia.
Yes, Sia. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. She's rolling with us today, and I am so happy to have her here. That's Cleo. She's having an event, Cleo Parker Robinson Studios, and that's going to be March 4th at 7 o'clock. So I want you to sit back, relax. And of course, we have Chicago Mass, Reverend Marvin Yancey, Lee Williams, and a taste of Donnie Hathaway to get this train rolling down the track. So stay with us as we roll. Rolling, y'all.
Let's do this, Ms. Deb. Let's do it.
Oh, That's right.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
doctors now dealing in drugs. You got false friends that will walk up and give you a hug. You got men who just can't hold their peace. Women can't control their tongues. The rich oppress the poor, and the old oppress the young. Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong.
Something we can't change.
Unrighteousness in churches, pornography in the school. You got gangsters in power and lawbreakers making rules. Spiritual advisors to guide your every move. We can't even walk except our steps have been approved. Do you ever wonder just what God requires? Do you think he's just an errand boy to satisfy your desire? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Tell me
strong,
something
just can't change.
Can't take nothing with you, but it's worthless to be sold. They tell me time is money, but what about your soul? There's a man on the cross, and he's been crucified. Do you have any idea why he died? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know when we gonna make a change.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That's right. When we gonna wake up, Sia?
Oh man, that's gonna be a lifetime journey. Every time something we wake up to something else happens.
It's always happening though.
Yes, you gotta keep woke.
That's right. Keep woke. You got to keep praying is what we got to keep
amen
doing.
Amen. Yes. For that. Yes.
So why don't you tell me all about the Decades of Love? Because you guys are going through a transition right now.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just want the public to really know what you're doing, because you guys have a heart of gold.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Dev. I appreciate that. So for those of you that don't know about the Decades of Love, I'll give you a brief description. In 2009, I came on the scene and God gave me a vision through some heartache and pain, but it was to heal myself and others through music. So myself, my sister, and a few friends, we got together. And we became the Decades of Love in 2009, launched at Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Theater back in the day. And that first show, we actually gave away money to the Boys and Girls Club and to the Crawley Foundation.
Praise
15
God.
Years later, speed
yeah
it back up.
Okay.
We've gone through some times, you know, with COVID
yes
and everything, but we stayed on the scene. We did a virtual tour, virtual concert, and each year we give away money to nonprofit organizations. So as we speed up to now, from last December 2022.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, I had a
great show.
Thank you. That
sold
earlier that
out
year,
show.
Sold out
fact
show. Yes. And actually, you know, now that you say that, Ms. Deb, most of our shows are sold out starting, mm-hmm, I want to say maybe in 2013, from that time on. So about 10 years, we sold the show out every
praise
single
God
time. It's
yeah
beautiful. It was mm-hmm allowing us to raise money for organizations that need it,
okay,
not just the Boys and Girls Club and the Crawley Foundation, but we raised money for Daddy Bruce Foundation
mm-hmm
and so many other things. But fast forward to December of 2022. Prior to that, I had won the second in the world for karaoke. I had won the nationals in,
right,
in Vegas, and so I was Miss Karaoke for 2022.
Woo-woo. Okay, woo-woo.
And then went to Norway and won second in the world for karaoke in then August. And so we decided to celebrate me in December, and that
right
was going to be our farewell, see you later. Well, someone at the concert said, you guys can't go off the scene like that. You know, maybe we can do something together. So I was approached by a young lady by the name of Sophie, and she has her own organization that also does music for a cause. And so they're considered the Respect House Band, and they and the Decades of Love Band, we're doing a compilation. We're going to get together, and we're going to do one more concert to tell the community that, you know, there are still other opportunities to give to other nonprofit organizations, and we're going to kind of hand the mantle over to them, and hopefully, you know, they'll be able to get a good footing in the community with that. But the Respect House Band will be raising money for the Family Tree, which is located in Wheat Ridge. And it's a woman's organization that supports women. So we'll be singing with them on March 4th at Cleo Parker, 7 p.m. If you want to get your tickets, go to decadesoflove.com. They're $30. Doors will open at 6 because we'll be having some nice things. And I'll talk a little bit more about those things we'll be having at the show later on in the show. Right. So that's it.
All right. Praise God. Well, here's a little Donny Hathaway with Lord, We Need You Right Now.
Always.
Don't we?
Always. Always. Yeah.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while, I like to write something to my Creator because I believe in Him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to but you, yeah. You're the only answer to the situation. There's a lot of people going hungry. Cause they can't get nothing to eat. Ooh. There's a lot of people going naked, naked. Thank you. said, man, has gotten out of hand with his evil ways, yeah. Can't you see that
The Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, is coming to Denver on Friday, April 7th at 8 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. Tickets for this all-ages concert is available starting on Tuesday, February 7th at 10 a.m. Information is available at ParamountDenver.com.
KUVO is supported by Jackson Elite Tax and Consulting, providing businesses and individuals with tax preparation, tax debt resolution, accounting, and strategy planning to help you prepare. Details are available online at jacksonelitetax.org or at 303-993-6427.
Classic jazz, standards, Latin, R&B, soul, gospel, indigenous. We have all that and more right here on KUVO.
Well, we are back with more great gospel music. I'm telling you, we do need you right now.
Amen.
That's right. But I want to remind you that March 10th through April 2nd, Thursday through Saturday, there's 7:30 show. That's the Toni Stone. She was the baseball player. She is going to be at the Aurora Fox Theater. That's 9900 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora. So you can get your tickets or more information at 303-739-1970 or theaurorafox.org. It's a great, great show that you do not want to miss. And we're going to have Kenya, who is the starring person. She's going to be on the gospel train, of course.
Oh,
of course. I got to have it. I got to hook you up. And also, Lena, Nina, and Me, which features Linda Theus Lee. And that is going to be March 15th. At the Longtree Performing Arts Center. So we'll be giving you more information about that, of how you can get hooked up. But you can always check it out online. And that's Wednesday. That's a Wednesday. And it's going to be a 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m. show. So that's going to be kind of a difficult one for some of us. But you can give them a call at 303-880-6338. And, of course, our boy Ron Ivory is always,
awesome.
That's right, March 26th. That's a Sunday. 7 o'clock, the show will start. He is doing a one-on-one, and that's a Motown legacy kind of thing that he does. But it's a classic for him, you know. Him and the Amal Apart Band. So give him a call, or you can, I think you can log on. Well, give him a call at 303-293-0075 for more information. That's going to be at the Clock Tower Cabaret, 1601 Arapahoe Street in Denver.
Awesome.
So you got a lot to put on your calendar in March, a lot of things going on. And then, of course, we got Sia
the
house.
Hey, y'all.
And that's March 1st, so she's kicking off March for us. Right?
Actually, yep, March 4th. We'll be at Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Studio. We'll be there at 7 o'clock doing a Decades of Love compilation with the Respect House Band. We will actually be raising money. Decades in the Respect House Band will be raising money for a nonprofit organization called Family Tree, located in Wheat Ridge. We will be there from 7 to about 10. So those of you people that go to bed early, stay up that day.
You're like me.
Stay up that day. Go get your nap on. Come on out and see us. One of the things that we're going to be doing that night at on March 4th, 7 o'clock, Cleo Parker, Decades in the Respect House Band, we will be giving an opportunity for people in the community to also be kind of put on a platform so people can see some things. We will be auctioning off artwork by an African-American artist here locally. We'll be auctioning off a professional haircut by one of the local barbers, also giving away a podcast sitting for someone that wants to do a podcast. We have also a local gentleman who does a podcast. He's willing to host someone. We also have I believe they're giving away stuff for time in the mountains, a couple days away. So they'll be not giving them away. Sorry, it'll be part of the auction. So come and get. We won't be giving any of that. Yes. It's all about raising money.
I'll take that.
It's all about raising money. So come on down that day, not just to hear the music, but to help raise funds and become a part of the community, the networking community again.
Right. Because you are at that time going to pass that baton over to another organization. But they're going to carry that name, Decades of Love. Right?
Well, no, they won't. We'll actually stay Decades of Love. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you asked that, Ms. Deb. We'll actually stay Decades of Love. But our whole structure is going to look totally different. The Respect House Band is going to continue to raise money and donate it to other nonprofits. But Decades of Love, we won't be the 10-piece band that people are used to anymore. There will be some other things that we will umbrella. And so things will be happening underneath our name. So if you hear Decades of Love, it would be because we will be sponsoring things.
Okay.
But we will never perform as the original band anymore after March 4th.
I can hear that beautiful voice of yours.
Yes, but you will still be able to hear us sing. You'll still be able to see us perform. You just won't see us as a total band like that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but because you got people that sing marvelously in our band, like Deb and my sister and Isaac and Lee. And you got the horn player, Kamisha, and the bass player, Tim, and our music director, Miss E, and our drummer, Mike, and our guitar player, Fred. And so we have all of those people that are very, very, very talented.
Right.
And so they'll just be able to branch out now. And if they need our help, we'll be able to say, sponsored by the Decades of Love.
Praise God.
Yes.
So abide in me.
Beautiful.
That's right.
Love this. This
and
is a Clock Sisters song.
This is Rance Allen, though.
I'll take Rance. Come on.
Without me. shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water.
Until
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That's none other than Ted and Sherry, kind of featuring that Walls group with their brand new release, Now I Know. And of course, before that was none other than Mavis Staples with We Shall Not Be Moved, a little Black History Month celebration for you. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
The Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, is coming to Denver on Friday, April 7th at 8 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. Tickets for this all-ages concert is available starting on Tuesday, February 7th at 10 a.m. Information is available at ParamountDenver.com.
Kuvo is celebrating Black History all month long. Here is your Black History Fact of the Day.
Soul food is the term for traditional African-American cuisine, characterized by hearty dishes such as catfish, cornbread, greens, black-eyed peas, and fried chicken. Since the 17th century, Americans grow and eat melons, okra, yams, and some peppers that are indigenous to Africa.
Look for more great Black History Month stories on KUVO Social and KUVO.org.
Escape to Kuvo Jazz, anytime, any place, with the Kuvo app or at KUVO.org.
All right, we are back with more great gospel music. Telling you more, Miss Sia.
Hey.
Tell me what's kind of going on. I want to hear a little bit more about this new organization here.
Ah, awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Deb. So, just to recap, if you're just now joining us, we're talking a little bit about the show that's getting ready to happen. On March 4th at Cleo Parker Dance Studio. For those of you that don't know where Cleo Parker is, she's located off 1900 Park Avenue. I believe that's where the place is at. And I'm really excited about going back there. And the reason why we're excited about going back there, Ms. Deb, because that's where we started. We started there 15 years ago.
Wow.
That evening.
Coming back around.
Yes, I love it when it happens like that. So starting there and ending there is actually pretty heartfelt. So that evening, March 4th at 7 p.m., you are going to be invited to come and listen to two bands. We'll be having the Respect House Band, who is actually going to be continuing their endeavor of raising money for the community, something that Decades of Love has done for 15 years. And so they will sing about, we've talked about it, and there'll be about a 20, 30-minute set with them. And then there'll be some auctioning going on, and what we'll ask people to do is when we're doing the silent auction, take some time, and even if you don't choose to bid, at least donate some money, because all of the proceeds for this is going to definitely go to the Family Tree that's located out in Wheat Ridge. It's a nonprofit organization that supports the women's community. And so after the Respect House Band does their thing, we'll have a nice intermission, and you all can go back out there, bid on some more things, wrap it up, and then the second half, well, you know, we come on out. Decades of Love will do our thing. So normally we do stuff in Christmas, but since there's no Christmas music that's going to be sang, we'll be doing songs from Stevie Wonder, Natalie Cole, The Supremes, bringing it all the way up to the early 2000s. And so we're kind of excited about that. We'll be also doing a couple of compilations that we put together.
Okay.
We call those our Decades of Love medleys. And so you'll get that Marvin Gaye medley. For those of you that are old timers and you've seen us, we sing that religiously because the truth never dies about what Marvin Gaye used to sing about. And then we have some other things. And we're really excited about that night, Ms. Deb, because we'll get a chance to say so long and see you all later.
But thank you.
That night. And thank you for following us and being in our family.
Okay, well, I got one for you. Here's Favor, Audrea Paris, because I know God has given you favor. And of course, always peace be with each and every one of you as
you
go forth to do what you're doing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I know you might be going through right now with the pandemic and just life's everyday struggles, but we're here to encourage you, to remind you that God is in the fight with you. So when you're feeling down, just remember, Yes, it is, yeah.
You may be going through, my friend.
I know it's hard out there.
Times are tough all around.
Yeah.
But you're gonna make it, make it.
We gonna make it, everybody.
We've been made to it for a night.
It's time to put your head up.
Trouble come in the morning time.
You'll wipe all your tears away. Remind you that God is in the fight with you.
Hallelujah.
This ain't time to give up. So when you're feeling down, just remember, He'll wipe all your tears away.
Peace.
I receive it.
world for every woman, man, boy, and girl.
I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace.
So you won't complain too much. Yeah, you're feeling blessed. You're prayed up, prayed up. You see another day, your bills are paid. Like, what's up?
What's up?
They say you're winning, like you can't lose. They asking questions, what's up with you?
Cause there ain't no way you're satisfied. You're just so happy living life.
What they don't know is sometimes they get crazy. Keep food on the table. Some need you working and working, so don't see the fruit of your labor. But we got our own little secret, cause we know you're covered in favor. Even when it take a little long, you know you're a child of the Savior. That's why you're beautiful just the way you are. And they wonder how you keep going. Yes, it's God in you. And they wonder why you don't look like you've been through, cause he made you in his eyes. So don't you apologize. They doubt you. They just don't get it.
They don't get it.
They can't figure how to move the way you move and walk the way you walk. Can't figure it out now. It's in the way you talk. We know that it's on you. Some may call it swag. His love never ending. No money can buy that.
His hand is on your life. It shows. No one can ever stop it. No.
What they don't know is sometimes they get crazy.
Yeah.
On the table.
Yeah.
Some need you working and working. So don't see the fruit of your labor. But we got our own little secret.
Yeah, sometimes it gets crazy.
Yeah.
You don't have to apologize.
No.
That's clear right here.
Indeed.
On the gospel train. Yeah, before that was none other than Brian Courtney Wilson with Always Peace. And that's what we give to each and every one of you. We bless you and we love you. And I do want to remind you that Tony Stone, next week we're going to be talking to none other than Kenya regarding this new play. It's going to be at the Aurora Fox Theater, and that starts on the 10th. But that's 10th through 11th. So give them a call at 303-739-1970. And, of course, see ya March 4th.
March 4th.
March 4th.
March 4th. You can be there with old saying, be there, be square, or whatever you want to say. But don't miss it, because this is it. And for those of you that have followed us for years, we want to make sure that you get an opportunity to hear us.
Right.
So this is Sia, and I am riding on the gospel train with Miss Deb.
Yes.
On KUVO. Our next song is going to be Call by Jordan Armstrong. Remember to get your tickets at decadesoflove.com. See you then.
God bless each and every one of you. Remember, go with God in all of your ways and share that love with each and every person that you meet. You know, you got to do it. We got to spread love, because love and the light within you is more powerful than any of the darkness that is out there and that you're traveling with. So I pray each and every one of you be blessed for the duration of this week. And we will see you next week, right?
Toot toot.
That's right. Woo woo. Here's Call by Jordan Armstrong. He's going to take us home. God bless you.
Got that love to keep me so giddy. Oh, this kind of love, man, I was not ready. No, couldn't find another, no, it's not many. Matter of fact, put this on God, no, it's not any. Ooh.
sometimes I be doing too much. Lord, I just need your touch, yeah. Cause you're the truth, yeah, yeah. Cause only you, yeah, yeah. You're the only one I know that makes me feel, yeah. Ooh, oh God, I gotta call you. Cause you know I gotta be around you. You're the only one I can call to. I've been through. I made it this far because of you. I who saved the day? When I think about it, was no other way. I love that you're always on time, never late. So many blessings that I can't repay. Yeah, I love the way you keep it real. You get a type of love I know that I can feel. I know I can call you when I need you here. Cause you're the only person I wanna hear. Ooh, you're the truth, yeah, yeah. So only you.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we
listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.